AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. Public health officials are acknowledging the COVID-19 vaccination campaign is off to a slower, messier start than hoped. Overworked and underfunded state public health departments have had to patch together plans for administering vaccines, resulting in long lines and confusion. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci says Britain's plan to vaccinate as many people as possible with one dose is worth considering. But he tells NBC's Today there are potential drawbacks.
There's a lot of discussion about whether or not you want to spread out the initial vaccination by getting more people vaccinated on the first round. And you could debate either way on that. One of the problems of doing that is if you don't then get the second dose in time, you're going to have a lag period. And we know from the clinical trial that the optimal time is to give it on one day and then for Moderna 28 days later and for Pfizer 21 days later.
This New Year's Eve is being celebrated like no other, with pandemic restrictions limiting crowds and many people bidding farewell to a year they'd prefer to forget. AP correspondent Zuria Shackley has a look around the world.
Australia was among the first nations to ring in 2021 because of its proximity to the international dateline. It's a grim end to the year for New South Wales and Victoria, which are battling to curb new COVID-19 outbreaks. New Zealand, which is 2 hours ahead of Sydney, and several of its South Pacific Island neighbours have no COVID-19 cases, and New Year celebrations were the same as ever. In China, Beijing is holding a countdown ceremony with just a few invited guests, while other planned events have been cancelled. Hong Kong has usually seen raucous celebrations along the waterfront and in bar districts. For the second year running, however, New Year's Eve fireworks have been cancelled, this time over coronavirus rather than public security concerns. Much of Japan is welcoming 2021 quietly at home. I'm Zeria Shackley.
This is AP News. COVID-19 dominates the annual list of banned words. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
If you are sick of hearing phrases like,
"We are all in this together,"
you're not alone. Wordsmiths at Lake Superior State University put that phrase on their banned for 2021 list, along with COVID-19 and social distancing. In an abundance of caution, and in these uncertain times, are also on the school's lighthearted list. Of the more than 1,450 nominations, about 250 words and terms suggested for banishment due to overuse, misuse, or uselessness had something to do with the virus. COVID-19? That was at the top of the list. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. farmers are expected to end the year with higher profits and the best net farm income in 7 years, thanks to the government paying nearly 40% of their income. That's from the Department of Agriculture's latest farm income forecast. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.